This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Aging is a natural life process. We begin to age from the time we're born. Yet it appears that old age is perceived as a stigma. There are various myths and misconceptions associated with old age. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Linda McGeehy, retired executive director of the Ouachita Council on Aging, about the common myths about the aging process.
Hi, Ms. Linda. So glad to have you over here. In your opinion, what is the biggest myth about aging?
Well, you know, I've picked my own, Dr. Sharma. You can see, find a lot of myths about the aging process and everything. But I think the one that gets me is so many people talk about aging and the fact that diseases and things cause disabilities for the aging. In working over the years with those that are aging, I just think that the aging process is what causes different things to happen, because aging is a sum of all the normal changes that occur during that process, that aging process. So that's my number one myth. Things are just going to happen as you age. Of course, there are people who are active and stay active, but for the aging process, I think most of us go through pretty much the same thing.
And isn't it true that we really begin to age from the time we are born or
Absolutely.
Even conceived?
The whole life process is from conception all the way through death. And I think if we accept that, that death is part of life, then we're much better off.
Another common myth we hear about aging is that older people are grumpy and grouchy.
I love that one. That is a myth, because not all people are grouchy and grumpy. And we see that every day up at the senior center, because people are happy and they're still remaining active. And that, I think, contributes to them being agreeable and having a sense of humor. So, no, not all older people are grouchy.
What about myths like, as we age, we become slower, we become more disabled, we are not able to do things the way younger people can?
We aren't able to do things that younger people can, but I think we just have to accept that as part of the aging process and not be sad about it, but just to do as much as we can and keep invested in life and doing things like we do at the senior center, exercise. Keep going. Even if you can just do chair aerobics, just do those kinds of things, and I think the ability to continue on longer will be there.
What about myths relating to relationships and dating?
The myth that you can't find someone to go with, I think, is definitely a myth, because there are different places where you can go to perhaps make something happen. And one of those things is like to visit one of your senior centers. They're all over the state. You know, we have seen people get together there. They've met for lunch or they've met in a class that they've attended. So the thing is to keep active.
Thank you so much. My guest for today was Ms. Linda McGeehy, who is the retired executive director of the Ouachita Council on Aging. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.